7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday. For some of you, the sun is out and it's cold. For some of you, it is going to snow like crazy today. And hopefully you're in the first category, where it's just going to be cloudy with a little bit of spitting snow and not in the deep stuff that they're expecting in the Atlantic states, the central Atlantic. Washington, D.C. is going to get a foot. But for me living in Maine, that's a good place for it. They can use it. It'll help them to have a better garden. It is vegetable school time, and Johnny Selected Seed has sent us another great person who is going to fill you with ideas and get you motivated. His name is Steve Roderick. He's a product technician for Johnny Selected Seed, and we have a very unique topic for this morning. Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thank you.
It's a real pleasure to have you join us. Tell us what we're going to talk about today on Vegetable School.
Okay. Yep. No, what I wanted to talk about today was microgreens, sprouts, and shoots, and basically the differences between the three, how they're seeded, how they're harvested, and how they're used.
Okay. Well, let's begin with microgreens. And first of all, what are microgreens?
Okay, yep. Microgreens are various crops that are grown at high density. They're either seeded in trays with soilless media such as ProMix, and on a larger scale, sometimes they're grown hydroponically as well. And the key thing with microgreens is they're grown to either the seed leaf or to the first true leaves, and then when they're harvested, they're cut off at the soil level. And usually takes about 10 to 25 days or so, depending on what crop, what variety it is.
Okay. Now, when we think of microgreens, what types of plants are we going to be growing? These like bamboo shoots or sprouts like that, or is it totally different?
It's a little different there, and I'll get into shoots in a little while here, but more or less, there's sprouts and microgreens. They have a lot of the same crops, but it's everything from beets to kale to different herb seeds such as cilantro and basil.
Okay, so you plant them very thick, you let them come up, and you'd harvest them when they're how tall?
I would say approximately 2 to 3 inches.
Just 2 to 3 inches. So
yep.
Now, once you've cut them, will they produce new growth, or is it just a one crop deal and then you start over again?
It's just a one crop deal because you're cutting them off below the growing point. Now there are some that may continue to grow, but for the most part, you're going to be cutting that growing point off, so they will no longer grow after that.
Okay. Now, Johnny Selected Seed, do they have a section in their catalog that will list the seeds available for microgreens?
Yes, actually, in our 2014 catalog, it starts on page 50, and let's see, ends on page 53, and that includes the sprouts and shoots as well.
Okay, so there is a large selection of these microgreens. Now, you'd eat these with like a tossed salad, use them that way?
Yep, sometimes they're mixed in with salads. They can be used as edible garnish to add nice color and texture to a dish. Sometimes they're used on top of soups, on top of sandwiches. So there's a variety of ways that they can be used.
Now, when you harvest microgreens at that size, they got to be packed full of vitamins and minerals and things that are really good for us.
Yes, there are. Now, we don't do the nutritional analysis on these, but there are a few studies out there that do have some pretty significant findings.
So growing now, can this be grown inside the home at this time of the year, or is it something that's more for outside?
No, these can be grown indoors. At this time of year, you may need some supplemental lighting with some artificial lights. But during the summer, they can be grown in trays outdoors.
Wonderful. And it's only a 10 to 25 day crop, and then you start all over again.
Yes. Yep.
Wow. Fresh greens in 25 days. How can you beat that, folks? Now,
yeah.
How about sprouts? What is the difference between a microgreen and a sprout?
Now, a sprout is grown without the use of soil at all. You'll never use soil to grow the sprouts. And they're grown in either jars, sprouters, such as the Bioset that is carried by Johnny's, or sometimes mesh bags. And so they're rinsed several times a day, at least twice a day. And this is to maintain moisture, to be sure that the seeds do not dry out. And the key word here is rinsed. You don't want to soak the seeds. You don't want them waterlogged. So you don't want them sitting in water. And then sprouts are usually harvested in 5 to 7 days. For most sprouts, some take a little bit longer than that, but for the general rule of thumb, it's 5 to 7 days. And the difference between sprouts and micros is how I mentioned how they're grown. They're never grown in soil. And then also how they're harvested. They're harvested at just the seed leaf stage, and you're not cutting them off. You're eating the roots and everything, so you're eating the entire plant. Whereas with microgreens, you're actually cutting them off from the root system.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because we've seen green sprouts in the vegetable section in plastic bags. So,
right.
So we would be growing something like that. Now, how easy or how difficult is growing sprouts?
Sprouts is very easy. I would say that it would be even easier than growing microgreens, just because it's you don't need soil, and for a home gardener or growing indoors, you can grow these right on the kitchen windowsill, or even in absence of light, you can grow them. So they take up a little bit less room.
Okay. So you just wait till it makes the first set of leaves, and when the first set of leaves forms, then it's ready to go.
Yes. Yep.
Wow. No food, nothing. Just put the sprouts in your sprout jars. Now, Johnny Selected Seeds sells sprouting jars or containers.
Yes, and those can be seen on page 53 of our catalog. They're called the Biosets, and they're three tiers high, or three growing tiers high. They're actually five discs tall, but what happens is you fill the top one up with water, and you allow it to drain through the three different trays. And the three different trays, you can have three different types of sprouts growing in there.
Wow. That's kind of neat. And
yeah.
Nutritionally... sprouts have lots of vitamins to them, or new nutritional value?
Yes, and I would say they would be very similar to the microgreens in that aspect.
Okay, and how would most people use sprouts if they're going to be cooking? In salads, or would they use them in other areas of cooking?
I would say mostly in salads, and also... they're used a lot of times in sandwiches and on tops of burgers and things of that sort.
Okay. Now, once the shoots have developed and they're ready for harvest, how long will they keep in your refrigerator?
They should keep well for a few days, maybe up to a week, but they're definitely best to use them right off as soon as you can, just so you can have that peak flavor and freshness.
That's great. So we have microgreens, which we're eating the foliage and disposing of the roots, and it's going to take 10 to 25 days. The sprouts will come up in 5 to 7 days. They'll be ready to go, and we're eating the leaf, the stem, and the root system of this plant. Now, how about shoots? What is a shoot?
Now, shoots are typically, and in our catalog, Tim, on page 53, we have the photos of four shoots right here. And these are usually your larger seeded crops, which is corn, peas, sunflowers. Those are some of the most common ones. And these are grown the same way as microgreens. So they can be grown in soil, or they can be grown hydroponically as well on a larger scale. But typically the seeds are soaked for a certain period of time before they're sown. And that can vary from 2 hours to 6 hours.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. We are talking with Steve Roderick from the Johnny Selected Seed about something that you can do in the house at this time of the year to give you fresh produce. Microgreens, sprouts, and shoots. And we just started to talk a little bit about shoots. Now, shoots are going to be grown in soil similar to the microgreens, Steve?
Yes, or again, they could be grown on a hydroponic scale, you know, on a larger scale.
Okay. Now, how large do you allow the shoots to grow before you harvest?
It really depends on which shoot you're growing, but the general range is 3 to 6 inches.
Okay. And once you've cut them off, just like the shoots, the microgreens, you just toss and start over again.
Yes. Yep. And these will take about 1 to 2 weeks, again, depending on the shoot. And they're used in similar ways. I would say one thing with the shoots is they may be more apt to be used in as wilting, as maybe sautéed for something of that sort.
So you would cook them in a light oil to soften them and then blend them in with vegetables and different things?
I would say that's one other way that they can be used.
Okay. Now, how do people get a catalog so that they can get information about shoots and microgreens and sprouts?
Yep, well, they could even get one from our website if they haven't already got one, or they could call into Johnny's and request the catalog. And also online on our website, we have various resources on how to grow microgreens and shoots and sprouts as well, tech sheets on how to do so.
Okay, and then we'll have a list of the various seeds that you'll need to grow the various shoots and sprouts and microgreens.
Yes, that can be found on the website as well, yes.
Okay. Now, is it an expensive hobby to grow these three types of greens for the house at this time of the year?
No, I would say not. You can see the seed prices in the catalog, but a little bit of seed goes a long way also.
Okay, so it's something that you can do over and over, and you can enjoy all winter long. In fact, you can do it all year round. So the only one that's grown in water would be the sprouts. And as you said, you just fill the container with water, shake it, drain it, because you don't want them sitting in water at all.
Correct. And with a bioset, it actually has little drainage spots with little siphons. So you just fill the top lid up with water. You set it on top, and it'll drain by itself through all three trays into the bottom tray where it collects. And then you would empty that out and restart the process.
Okay. Now, when you're done, how do you clean this unit so that you don't have any disease problems? Just put it through the dishwasher?
You can wash it with mild, maybe a little mild soap or even vinegar would work well, and then warm to hot water. The best time to clean is right afterwards. Once the sprouts, if any of the sprouts dry up, then it can be a little bit more difficult to clean out.
So as soon as you harvest the crop, dump out what remains, and because the roots are still fleshy, they're going to come out of the holes a lot easier.
Yeah, and at that point, if you can't wash it right away, but at that point it would be good to at least give it a good rinse and get all the excess roots and whatnot out of there.
Okay. Now, for what using this particular sprouting system, and you fill it, what can you expect for a return on your planting? How much production?
Yeah, I would say it's about a teaspoon, and you'll probably get close to a cup or a cup and a half of sprouts. And we do have on our website for our sprouting tech sheet that'll give information on yield on there as well, so customers can look for that.
Okay, and if they just go to johnnyselectedseeds.com, they can get all the information, they can order a catalog, and they can visit the catalog online. Look at page 50 to 53 when you're on the website of their catalog, and that will give you a lot more information. So here's a fresh way to get something that's unique and flavorful for your garden. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate all your information. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to think positive. So if we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Rhode Island with a question about fertilizer.
Hi, Joe. How can we help you with the fertilizer today?
Good morning, Paul. Well, I've always had a nice lawn, and I've always used a chemical product for the grub control and crabgrass and even fertilizing. But this year is different. We've got a young puppy who likes to go out and eat everything that he can smell. So I don't want to use a chemical fertilizer. I'm hoping you can suggest something organic that won't bother him, not really ridiculously expensive, and it'll do a job on crabgrass and the good fertilizer. And also, Paul, my other question is on your newsletter about the vegetable calendar. That was very nice. I'd like to print that for my own use, and I can't find any place on there that'll print. And we emailed you and a couple of weeks back, and I'm not getting an answer.
Huh. We've been having problems with the internet, and I'm not getting half of my mail. Why don't you try to email me again?
Okay.
And then what I'll do is I will resend you the newsletter, and you should be able to print the entire newsletter. We're talking with Constant Contact, who is now doing the newsletter for us about breaking it up so that you can print each of the individual stories without printing the whole thing.
Right. That's what I like.
But if you still have the newsletter, you can print it, but you've got to print the entire newsletter, which is around, I think, like 9 or 10 pages.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but as I said...
Okay, but anyway, on the fertilizer, I'm hoping you can advise me on something to use organically that won't hurt this puppy. Our vet is against any chemical fertilizer.
Right. Okay. Now, there's a couple of companies that are all organic, and they'll do a real good job for you. The oldest organic fertilizer in the country is Milorganite.
Okay.
And Milorganite comes from Minneapolis. It is, they've been making it for like 75 years. They use it on golf courses when they fertilize during the heat of summer because it will not burn. And when I first started working in the nurseries and garden centers, the landscaping crew used Milorganite when they were planting new trees and shrubs. But it's safe for the lawn, vegetables, flowers, and for new planting. And it comes in a 50-pound bag. It's green. It's called Milorganite. And you will not have any problems with that at all.
Okay.
Now, there's a brand new product. It's starting to get into many, many garden centers. It's called Natural Alternative. And it's a company out of Pennsylvania. And all of their products are natural and organic. They even have an ice melt that you can put down on walkways and things like that, and it will not hurt your pets, your shrubs, your trees, your plants. It's a special formula that they had made that will save your landscaping. And the one thing that the owner was telling me with this ice melt is they use it in building complexes, doctors' buildings. They use it in hospitals and universities because it doesn't track. And if you put down rock salt, your shoes will have a white line on them where they've absorbed the rock salt, and you track it into the building and you have a real mess. But they're working really hard to produce all natural products. The owners of the company used to work for a company called Organica. And Organica was an incredible company. And what happened was Organica, some of the big wigs decided that they didn't want to deal with the public. They only wanted to deal with the golf course industry and major landscapers. So they stopped doing a consumer package. And you can only buy the fertilizer in 50 to 70 pound bags. And nurseries don't sell it because it's too heavy. So, I mean, your wife isn't going to go buy a 50-pound bag of fertilizer and drag it home. So the company split up, and some of the people that work for them started this new company, Natural Alternatives.
Okay.
And you can check them out on the website.
Definitely.
It's www.natural, N-A-T-U-R-A-L, and then a dash, alternatives, alternative.com.
Okay.
And it will
and
tell you about...
And crabgrass, too, Paul?
That's strictly a fertilizer, okay? Now, if you want to kill the crabgrass, what you want to use, and this is, to me, I'm very excited about this. Bonide Lawn and Garden is coming out this spring with a weed preventer that's made from corn gluten, and it's called Maize, M-A-Z-E. So what you would do is you would put down either Maloganite or the natural alternatives for your fertilizer, and then the same day or a week later, you buy this liquid corn gluten. It's brand new. It's never been available before. And you spray it on your lawn and in your gardens. Excuse me. And it will kill the seed in the lawn without the use of chemicals.
Wow, that's great.
The old corn gluten was a like a little pellet. And what they did is they took the corn gluten, they broke it down to a powder, and then they squeezed it into a pellet so that you could put it in your spreader. But what happened was the pellet hit the ground, it rained, and the pellet fell apart and made little circles all over your lawn. But you had spaces between the circles, and that's where the weeds came in.
Oh, wow.
So now with the liquid corn gluten, you put it in a bottle sprayer. You spray it on your lawn, water it in, and it will kill dandelion seeds, chickweed seeds, crabgrass, and all that. And the other thing that's really kind of neat, and I can't wait to try this because I've had a problem weeding my garden. It's some years you just can't stop it. You plant the garden, and when everything is up and growing, you cultivate it and remove any weeds that have developed, and you take the liquid corn gluten called Maize from Bonide, and you spray the whole garden with it. Spray the walkways between the plants, around the plants. Turn on your, then when you're done, you wash off all the foliage so that anything that was on the foliage falls to the ground, and it will prevent any weeds from developing in your garden.
And it won't hurt the plant.
Yeah, and it will not hurt the plant. So
wow, that's great.
The one thing that you got to be careful for is if you plant carrots and beets and, you know, radishes and stuff like that, you've got to wait until the beets are up about 2 inches.
Okay.
And it will all be listed on the back of the container, because the corn gluten or maize does not know that a beet is a good thing.
Right.
And
well, here in
kill.
Rhode Island, we have trouble sometimes getting new products. And my other alternative was, in case I can't find these products in any store around here, to actually use a chemical fertilizer when it's raining out, so the rain will immediately wash it in. Does that seem like a decent idea?
The problem is a weed killer. Let's say you want to kill broadleaf weeds like dandelions and things like that.
Yeah, I meant for fertilizer, though.
Yeah, I mean, fertilizer, you can put it down and then water it in, and there's no problem.
Okay.
But when you're using, like this maize, you want the rain to wash it into the ground so that it can get in contact with the seed. But if you want to kill adults, then you need to give it time to work.
Okay?
I've been talking with a company from Canada, and I'm hoping we can get them as a sponsor on the program. The name of the product is called Adios, and Adios is an organic lawn weed killer that you spray on the lawn. It will kill dandelions, chickweed, clover, all of your broadleaf and all of your broadleaf weeds, and is totally organic and will not hurt the lawn. I'm not sure if it does crabgrass, excuse me, but I will tell you that this maize by Bonide, and if you go to your garden center, they can get Bonide products. They're available every place.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's wonderful advice, Paul. Thank you very much. I sure appreciate that.
Oh, I thank you. And, I mean, that's the purpose of the program, to try and give you some ideas, lead you in the right direction. And
well, you have. Thank you.
I really appreciate you calling and talking with us this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now. Thank you. Yeah, there's so many new things coming out. It's really getting exciting out there. But this maize from Bonide, it will go a long way, and it will kill all of your seeds in the ground. And it's the first and the only organic weed control for the garden. And it will take your grassy weeds like crabgrass and all of your other weeds, but you got to make sure that everything is up and growing. If it's up and growing, you're in good shape. If we can help you, the phone number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call.
Mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parrot Garden Club. It is Sunday. We are a week from daylight savings time, and less than 3 weeks from the arrival of spring. So I know some of you are going to get a little bit of snow or a lot of snow today. Just close your windows and think positive. It will melt, and before long you'll be in the yard and you'll be sitting back in your chair just enjoying the weather. For now, it's a temporary setback. Look at it that way. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Ernstein from Tennessee with a question about gnats.
Ernstein, welcome to the Paul Parrot Garden Club.
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning? How can we help you out today? Have you got fungus gnats in your houseplants?
Yes, they're everywhere. No, I don't have any houseplants. I took those out all before by Thanksgiving. And they look like they're still multiplying when the house is warm. And I did that treatment with that defogger with gnats and fleas and ticks, but I just did one round of them, a box of three. But I will get some more.
Right.
And I used the yellow material. Well, it was a yellow tape. It was a material with the Vaseline on it. That didn't help. So I'm thinking about, someone told me about mosquito bites.
Right.
How would that work?
Well, it's called mosquito bits. B-I-T-S.
Okay.
But that is, it's an organic product that you use in water outside to kill insects, but you can use it on indoor plants in the soil where this fungus gnat is. But you said you have no more houseplants in your home, right?
No.
Boy, I'm wondering where they're coming from. You know, it could be that in your food closet, there may be either a box of cereal, a bag of flour, or some kind of grain, and the insect is coming from there. I had that happen, several years ago now, and in the back of my food closet was a bag of whole wheat flour.
Okay.
And we opened it, we used some, we stuck it in there, and somehow we forgot about it. And we were having these little black flies all over the house also.
Right.
So we went through the food closet, and when I opened up the bag, I found them. And we disposed of it, and then I used that flea and tick bomb.
Right.
And we left the house for 3 hours, came back, opened up all the windows, and the problem was gone. So I would check your pantry or food closet, and it could be in a box of cereal, a bag of grain of some sort, and that's where they would be hiding.
Okay. Paul, another thing. I did one treatment of that defogger. Well,
yes.
You know, I'm going to have to do another one because it looked like one didn't work. So I might have to do a set of two or three probably.
Okay. Now, is your house one level or two levels?
Two levels.
Okay. Did you put a bomb on each level?
No. I just put them in downstairs because the upstairs is closed off. All the kids are gone.
Okay. And there's no fruit fly, there's no flies upstairs at all?
No.
Okay.
Now,
we had
some flies downstairs in my bedroom during the summer months. My husband found some big black flies.
Right.
In the windowsill. So I don't know if they laid eggs and they come from that.
No. If it's a really, really tiny fly, then it's not coming from that.
And they bite me too.
Yeah. Then that is a fungus gnat. And I'll tell you, I would open up the upstairs, put a bomb, a flea and tick bomb upstairs, and I would put a flea and tick bomb downstairs, leave the house after you start them, and a second application sometimes is needed if you've got a big infection.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.